Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners ready to rewrite the rules and create a business and life you truly love. I'm Libby Langley, your host, business coach, Amazon bestselling author, and expert in helping you work less, earn more, and enjoy the journey. Each week, I share straight talking strategies and honest insights to help you simplify, grow, and find more joy in your business. Here's this week's episode. Hello, here's another episode of Life in Business. I'm Libby Langley, your host, and today I'm going to help you set some goals. Not just any old goals, though. No, some goals you actually flipping well stick to for the whole of the year. Okay, not to say that just because you set these goals today that you cannot flex or change them. However, they are going to be things that you actually care about and that you will, you've got half a chance of sticking to. Good. Because what's the point? It's like, oh, I'm going to climb Everest this year. No, you're not, because you've never even done blooming Mamm Tor in the Peak District, let alone anything in the Lake District or one of the Munros in Scotland. So how are you going to be able to climb Everest, you know? And that's not to squash anybody's dreams, but, you know, to go from naught to 150,000 in one go is, it seems unlikely, right? Unless you are able to just focus on that and not a single other thing, which life ain't like that. Right. So this is about setting goals that you'll stick to. And it's not about not dreaming big or wanting more. Right. You can set the goals to be as big as you want. However, they've got to be realistic in terms of the energy, the life, you know, all those things that we have. Yeah. So it's kind of reach for the moon, but remember that you're quite tired. So, you know, just the clouds will be fine. And actually, you'll probably be really happy with that. Yeah. So make them fun too. You know, we can have fun with this, right? We can enjoy ourselves while we're thinking and talking about this. I do sometimes, it's funny because I sometimes feel like I'm like, oh yeah, but really? And I'm not like that at all, because I love people dreaming big, and I love people really, you know, just thinking, yeah, do you know what? I really can do this. It's so, so empowering and delightful to kind of be able to support and all of that. And also, you know, burnout's a real thing. There's a lot of stuff going on in life. As we get older, there are even more exciting things that get thrown at us as women. And this all needs to be kind of factored in. So I would far rather that I or anyone else set a goal that was a bit smaller and achieved it. You know, wouldn't that be great? It's just like, here, I set this goal, smashed it. You know, it's just great, rather than set this massive goal, didn't achieve it. So, well, I'm rubbish, aren't I? It just creates a whole different kind of narrative, right? It's funny, when I was 20 or so, I worked in London for a publishing house, and I sold advertising space, which is just hilarious, but that's how I kind of started out in life. And I remember I hit my income target. I really liked working there. I was only there for 6 months, which is a really long time, when you're that age. But I hit my goals. You know, I kind of found it really easy. It was a really nice magazine that I worked on. Good company, all of that stuff. I just really enjoyed it. And I hit my goals pretty easily, my monthly targets pretty easily. And I remember saying to my boss, I've hit this month's goal. Can I have next week off? Could I take next week off as holiday? And he's like, yeah, okay. And it was like, well, that's great, isn't it? It was just really like, yeah, I've done it. So the thing was, it was like, I could have gone more and more and more and more and more, but it's like, yeah, well, I've hit the thing, so I don't need to do more and more and more. I'll save that for next month. And so it's interesting kind of how money isn't necessarily the motivator for us. Do you know what I mean? Because if I'd have gone over my target, I can't remember what you got, percentage of something. So I can't remember. It's a long time ago, very long time ago. You know, but it's like, yeah, but I've hit the number. And so I don't see any point in doing any more. And it's, yeah, maybe that's the kind of neurodivergent understanding of things. It's like, once you've achieved the thing, achieving way over the thing, there's no point in that because you've achieved the thing. Yeah. So it's kind of quite interesting. there. But yeah, so think about what, I guess the point of that, me saying that, was that think about what motivates you. And, you know, if it's something that means that you can take an extra week off is the motivator, rather than just going for more, then just know what it is that is good for you. Yeah. And go with that, because there's no right or wrong here. I mean, these are your goals. It's you that's got to stick to them. So you absolutely need to make sure that they are ones that matter to you and that motivate you, I guess, or that you understand why you're setting them, right? So I certainly think that traditional goal setting kind of doesn't necessarily always work, right? Because these kind of typical goals of hitting a revenue target, like in the example that I've given, they can, when it's in your own business, right, it can feel really uninspiring if they're not deeply personal. It's just a number, isn't it? So it's like, you know, the 10K months thing, it's like, yeah, but why? How much of that is going to be profit? Why do you, what is that? What are you going to do with that money? Why does it matter to you? Why that number? It's like, if you can't answer those questions, it just makes no, it's soulless, right? Just makes no sense, makes no difference. And the thing about being in business is it's got to be soulful, and it's got to have a point, and it's got to make a difference. Otherwise, you might as well get a job where you also get a pension and sick pay and holiday pay. Yeah. The deeply personal nature of things is what really matters. And if your goals are being imposed by somebody else, and somebody else can be an external influence on Instagram, for example, it can lead really quickly to burnout or disappointment, because you're striving for somebody else's measure of success, right? And who cares about other people? Who cares what they want to achieve? Yeah. I mean, every single person in my Confidence to Grow program, all my clients, they all have completely different lives and completely different goals in their business. And there are people who, you know, £1,500 a month take home would be fantastic, is kind of the longer term goal. And then there's other people who've, you know, multi six figure businesses, right? But it doesn't matter. It's that's the unimportant stuff. The kind of cohesion is, I want to feel like this matters to me. This is so important. This comes from my heart. This comes from my soul. This lights me up. This nurtures me, right? And that's the stuff that matters. The numbers, as long as you know them and as long as you're profitable, they can be smaller or they can be massive. It doesn't matter, right? That's where the really personal stuff comes in. And so letting go of this, oh, what would someone think if they knew what my money goal was? Why are they going to know? You don't walk around telling people this stuff. And if you're, you know, the people who share on Instagram, you know, I did 100K quarter, and it's like, oh, okay, I don't care. It doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't speak to a lot of people, I don't think. Just leading on the money, it doesn't. So, but also saying that, you know, having loads of money is wonderful and means that you can just have lavish holidays and whatever it is that you want to do. So, you know, factor all that into what you want, because you've got to be able to live life, but choose the number that matters to you, yeah? However big or small that is, yes? That's the important thing. I'm not saying don't have any money, because the more money we have, the more good we can do in the world. And so that's really, really important. Why? This is a question to ask yourself, right? So get to the heart of why you want to achieve a certain goal. And if you can't answer why, it's probably not the right goal for you, yeah? But it might be to do with more time, more freedom, to feel happier, to feel more fulfilled, to do more good in the world, to simplify what you're doing, to allow you to spend more time living life. You know, whatever the reason is, that's your reason. And knowing that reason why is going to help you to stick to the goal, because it matters to you, yeah? So if everything kind of comes from your heart and your soul and your gut, then that's what's going to make the difference. But this kind of plucking stuff, oh, I'll do that because I can do that. It's often not a good enough reason to enable the motivation to stay for more than the initial dopamine hit, you know, 5 minutes of fame or whatever it is. What I ask all my clients, and in fact, anybody who books a call with me, there's always questions to answer as part of the booking process. And, you know, the questions are along the lines of, what do I really want my life to look like? Yeah. If you ask yourself that, what really matters to you? What do you want life to feel like, to look like? That's a really good starting point for setting your goals. And what are you craving that your current business isn't giving you? It's just such a good question, that, right? You know, if you sit quietly and you write down that question and you just let it all come out, that's going to be incredibly helpful for you. And what am I craving that my current business isn't giving me? And you are the only one who can answer that question. And it's not a case of, oh God, I'm doing this all wrong. It's, huh, I see why there's a disconnect. Right, I'm going to start making the changes to get it to where I want it to be. And they're your goals, right? They're goals and they're objectives that you can have strategies and all that, you know, action steps behind, right, to help you move forward for that. And another way to maybe phrase that question or as a sub-question or something is, who am I doing this for? It's an interesting one, that, right? And I know if you've got kids or dependents, then that question is often answered by, well, I'm doing it for my kids' future. And it's like, yeah, but man alive, that's quite a lot to give, isn't it? Surely doing things for you is a good focus, because that enables you to be a better, happier, more rounded person, which enriches other people's lives. So it has this kind of knock-on effect. But it's interesting to kind of think about it and challenge yourself in this thinking, right? And this is a lot of the stuff that I have done over the last, oh, I don't know, between 1 and 3 years, depending on how deep I've got into stuff, and ask myself these questions. And sometimes I've just been in absolute floods of tears because it's like, oh, it's making money and I'm helping people, but so why doesn't it feel like, why? And it's only when you start to go down that road that you can work out what you would like to be different. And it's not a, oh shit, I've been doing it all wrong. It's not that. It's just, huh, right, okay, let's move forward. And it's great. It's really, it ends up being really, 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 really positive. I think that goals should be kind of exciting and not in a crazy, overwhelming way. I mean, I love roller coasters, right? I adore them, but I couldn't go on them all day every day. You know, it's just too much. It's not sustainable. And the same kind of thing about you know, your goals and the way you run your business. You that level of you can't sustain it. There has to be calm. You know, the underlying feeling of safety and calm is so, so important in the way that you run your business, and applies to the goals that you set yourself to as well. Yeah. So they should feel exciting, but they should, and sort of challengingly safe, if that makes sense, not burdensome, right? And if it doesn't feel a little bit exciting or, ooh, this would be cool to achieve, and kind of that comfortably safe thing, challengingly safe, then the goal might need tweaking, right? So write down some stuff, yeah? Write down what you think, do you know what? That would be really cool to achieve. And if it's one new client a month, good for you, you know? It doesn't matter, right? Or if it's 10 new clients a month, then great. But think about the, why does this matter? What income do I want? Why do I want that income? What will it help me achieve in life? How will it enrich my, you know, all that stuff? Add all that together. And it is important in this that these goals are sustainable, right? Because we do not want burnout to happen. We do not want to encourage burnout. We do not want to set ourselves up for that disappointment and that extra challenge, right? So the goals need to be broken down into bite-sized steps. So I've talked about this before on previous episodes, and I make absolutely no secret of this, that my goal for confidence to grow is to grow it by 3 new clients a month. And that doesn't sound many, right? It's not many people in the grand scheme of things, but there are real reasons in there. There are sustainable, no burnout reasons for that, as well as the human element reasons. So for me, it's not overwhelming. You know, that's cool. That's fine. And it's really important to me that I'm everybody who joins, I have time to invest in them, to get to know them better, for them to feel like they're joining a group and not bang, 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 bang. You know, every day is like, oh, somebody new's joined, you know, so nothing gets lost and it doesn't grow to the extent that I don't know people's names or what they do or what they care about or whether they've got a cat or a dog or, you know, these human things that make such a difference. You know, they're really important to me to know. So 3 a month, great. Yeah, it's cool. But if I phrase that as 36 a year, no, thank you. That sounds horrible. That sounds too many people. It sounds too difficult. It's like, oh my God, I don't know where to start. You know, all of these things, right? It's the same number. It's the same. She's just doing the mental maths here. Yes, it's the same. But for me, I can't do it that way. I couldn't have that as a goal. Absolutely no way. But yet 3 a month, it's a nice rolling goal. And I understand all the reasons for that and the importance for that and why it matters. Yeah. And it allows for the kind of smaller, consistent actions that lead to these meaningful results, right? So it's 1 person, 2 people, 3 people. They are people, they are individuals. They're not just numbers, right? Whereas 36, it's like, whoa, okay, I've got to do something really big here because it's 36 people, it's a lot of people. Yeah. So think about what works for you and how your brain works and what your sustainable level is and why. And think of it like that. You don't have to do the big add up, you know? you don't have to do that at all. It doesn't matter. And if anybody says that you do, then you don't. I'm telling you that you don't. You create as many mini goals or milestones as you want. And then as you go through, you can go, whoa, look at this. This is so cool. Look what's happening. You know, at the end of the year, and it's like, you know, I feel so privileged and blessed and joyous and happy and proud of all these people. But yeah, it's been manageable and it's been fun, right? That's kind of important. And on that as well, really, choosing goals that fit your life is quite an important thing to think about. So I have limited time and energy. No, I don't have limited time. I have limited energy. I have quite a lot of time. But I have limited energy. And so I, you know, confidence to grow is set up that there are specific times when we have our live calls and everybody knows when they are and everybody knows to plan them in. And I know when I'm going to be talking to people, engaging with people on Zoom and all of that. And it's great, right? Everybody knows where they are with it. And it's very manageable for me, very, very manageable for me. But if I was allowing calls or anybody to book calls, not in confidence to grow, but if my diary was open for people to book calls 5 days a week from like 9 to 5, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it, not necessarily because they would be booking the calls, but I would feel like I would have to be on and available for 8 or 9 hours a day, 5 days a week. And to me, even just that, oh, someone might book a call. I can't, I don't know, go to town or whatever, you know, whatever. It's a different energy space for me. And so just be honest with yourself about what you actually kind of want and what your life needs, right? What your commitments need, what your energy needs, and make sure that the goals are kind of compatible with all of that, not something that you constantly have to make room for. That's rubbish, right? It should just be, your goals should just be what you do. They're just what you do every day. You focus, that's your objective. And it just makes it dead easy. The simpler this stuff is, the easier it is, and the more likely you're going to achieve stuff. Yeah. absolutely. Do not overcomplicate stuff because it will make your brain hurt, and we don't need hurty brains. And also, maybe you can think about the months that are busier months for you or quieter months, and adapt the kind of goal accordingly. Maybe have you like a minimum version of the goal. You know that you're going to work 3 days a week some weeks, or 5 days a week, or 1 day a week, you know, and adapt it accordingly and allow it to kind of flow like that. I think there's an element of grace about all of this, because if it doesn't happen, it doesn't really matter, you know. It's kind of disappointing, but it's not the be-all and end-all, because we don't put that pressure on ourselves, because we know that we're human, and we know that ultimately what we achieve is making the world a better place. And that's a hell of a goal to have, right? And I think that's just so lovely. But you can add in, you know, as well as the self-compassion in all of this and pushing yourself to exhaustion being unnecessary, right? There are practical things that you can do, such as having accountability systems that work for you, right? And that might be a post-it note that says, this is what I want to achieve, just so you keep coming back to that and you remember, and it's just written there in front of you. So you're like, oh yeah, what I'm doing, no, it's not going to get me there, so I'm not going to do it. It helps you kind of work out the good stuff and the bad stuff, which I think is very, very important. You can set calendar things in your calendar. You can block out time to work on this, or you can just eat, sleep and breathe it, right? Which is absolutely kind of what I do now. It's all I talk about. I mean, it's not all I talk about, but you know, it's the thing. If you want to work with me, then come join Confidence to Grow. Yeah, here's loads of free stuff. Here's loads of useful information. But if you want to work with me, it's Confidence to Grow. Oh, I'm up on stage. Oh, yeah. Do you want to come work with me? Come join Confidence to Grow. And so getting known for something like that is kind of quite helpful, right? But it's helpful for you as much as helpful for anybody else as well. And so, I mean, you know, join a program. Yeah, you know, join a program, as well as writing stuff down on post-it notes, as well as making the decision that that's what you want to do. But join a program or a buddy accountability group, or work with a coach or mentor who's going to give you that accountability and keep you on track. And it's not about kicking your ass, right, at all. There's an element of that sometimes because we have fear, but accountability isn't about pressure. It's about these gentle reminders that keep us on track, right, with what we want to achieve, because we're the ones who've said what we want to achieve, and therefore it's someone just saying, yeah, but you said, and you go, oh yeah, sorry, yeah, I forgot a minute, I've just gone off down this rabbit hole and I don't even know what I was thinking, thanks for bringing me back. You know, there's a lot of that, and that's something that I'm, you know, I'm quite good at helping people with, and it's another element of Confidence to Grow, right? But there are lots of things, and yeah, never underestimate the power of writing something down on a post-it note and sticking it somewhere you see it all the time, because that alone can be pretty game-changing. Let me just tell you, from someone who's got 4 in front of her at the moment. So there you go. Just to say a little bit about flexibility as well, right? Goals need to be flexible so that they actually last, because sometimes you're not going to achieve it because you've broken your leg, or one of your parents is ill, or, you know, something, right? Something has absolutely tipped that apple cart way over, and that's okay too. So goals, they really, you know, they need to be a bit flexible. There certainly doesn't need to be any like, oh, I haven't achieved it, I'm such a failure, which I have done in the past, right? You know, I've said that to myself over the years, and it's just not true. It's like, well, because of this, and this that life threw at me, I'm just readjusting my goals a little bit to give myself a bit of space. That's a much better way of thinking about things, yeah? And also knowing that they are the right goals for you. That definitely makes a thing. And it can be like a life's mission that you break it down into monthly segments. But overall, it's like the impact that you're going to have over years, probably, that this is all part of. Yeah. Check in with what you're doing. So expect and embrace the change, right? Be adaptable about stuff. And then also do check-ins and just kind of see where you are. And I don't mean, oh, how many numbers are on my spreadsheet this month? I don't mean as much from that point of view. I mean, doing the check-ins of, is this still important to me? What's working well? What could I tweak to make it easier or more enjoyable? Those kind of, I guess they're motivational questions, right? Aren't they? They're about the things that are going to move it all forward. So yeah, this is a really, really super way to keep your motivation high, to keep the faith, to hold the space, to hold your nerve, and to achieve what it is that you want to achieve. The very, very first thing here is to decide what it is that you really, really want and why, and then break that down. So I'd love for you to share this with me. Yeah, what you've thought of, what you want to achieve in the next 12 months or 3 months or 1 month or tomorrow, however far you're breaking it down. Message me on Instagram. It'd be great to hear from you about this, or email me or find me on LinkedIn, whatever, I don't care. But just get in touch and share it, because also saying it out loud makes a difference, right? This is part of the accountability. This is where it kind of starts. It's like, I've told someone, so I'm more likely to do it. Or I've told someone, oh no, that doesn't feel right, so I'm going to adjust it to what does feel right. So yeah, good for you. So set some goals and make sure they are goals that you care about, and then you will actually be able to stick to them. And there you go. Lots of love. See you next time. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review, as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.